Now I'd like to introduce our second panelist. He is president of the American Soybean Association, farms 6,000 acres of corn and beans in Corning, Iowa. He was also president of the Iowa Soybean Association. He's been involved as chair of the Farm Bill Task Force, was worked with their biotechnology group as well, served virtually every committee within the American Soybean Association, audit, finance, trade, public affairs. He is married and has two children. Please welcome to the stage President of the American Soybean Association, Mr. Ray Gasser. How you doing, Ray? How you doing? How are you?
Oh, good.
Good.
I'm anticipating short jokes, but no hair jokes.
Okay. I already told the two that I live here.
Oh,
we're done with the short jokes.
Okay,
won't
good.
Do it. It won't do it again. Yeah. You probably won a limbo contest standing up at one time.
Before.
I could go on for hours if you want. But I'm not going to do that. Hey, we got a farm bill.
Hey, we do have
a
farm bill.
We got a farm bill. There were a lot of times we thought we were going to have it, and then we didn't.
Yeah.
There was anticipation, and then it didn't happen. You know, I often say that drafting and passing a farm bill is like a panda mating at the zoo. A lot of anticipation. We're going to get a minute. Oh, no. I think this time, no. And that's what happened. It just seemed
exactly
like it was never going to happen. In fact,
absolutely.
I got acclimated to thinking that we're just going to extend.
Absolutely.
But now that has happened, and it's kind of in our rearview mirror.
Sure.
What's the next hot issue? What do we focus on next?
Well, first, we're really happy to have a farm bill, you know, that really meets the needs of agriculture, but also meets the needs of our citizens to provide that safe and certain food supply. But for ASA, we have four really big issues that we're looking at for the next year and the years to come. You know, first one's biodiesel. You know, it's a very important to us as we talked about renewable fuels. We heard the secretary talk about it. You know, it's really a real benefit to our soybean industry, but also rural America and America in general. It creates jobs. You know, creates those renewable fuels that we all need. And a lot of things that we're working on at ASA really involve marketing soybeans and marketing our products around the world. So trade, you know, is really important. Those trade agreements that we're working on within the Pacific Rim and also in Europe, you know, how those evolve and how they benefit agriculture is really important to us. It's not just about soybeans. It's about our livestock industry. It's about our corn, wheat, and sorghum, you know. So we need to make sure we have favorable agreements over there.
Well, the soybeans are our number one ag commodity export, which means here again, it really affects the bottom line of the soybean producers
really
out there.
Yeah,
what's our potential there? I mean, you mentioned a couple of options there.
So,
what do you think is going to happen?
So, the potential is that this year we exported over $27 billion worth of soybeans around the world. And that market, in particularly in the Pacific Rim, is $27 trillion, you know, of impact to everyone's economy. So if we can open those markets, it creates even more and more opportunities for our soybean industry and our livestock industry are really our number one customer.
You bet. You bet they are. Renewable fuels, the farm bill, got everybody excited.
Yeah.
Everybody's involved. You probably had all sorts of campaigns and efforts and calls, and they all responded. How do we keep the excitement and the involvement and the participation up now that we've got those? They're not totally behind us, but a lot of the urgency is gone. How do we keep that excitement going?
Well, I'll just go to biotechnology because, that's an important issue to all of us. Our farmers are really invested in biotechnology, and we really realize the benefits that we have on our farm. We need to be able to tell that same story to our citizens around the country of how they will benefit from biotechnology, but also in other countries like China, who is our number one export market of soybeans, and get them and to realize the need to have a safe and certain and timely approval process. So those new innovations that our technology companies are providing for us that allow us to do more efficiently grow our crops, but do it in a better way, we really need those, and we need to get those approvals and those tools available to us so we can feed everyone.
Very good. President of the American Soybean Association, nice round of applause for Ray Gasser. Thank you so much, Ray, for your service. Thank you.